What were you caught doing without clothes on? It's 99.7 DJX. We'll start with a text from our precious Victoria.
Oh, OMG.
Says, I yell at my neighbor's dogs because they let them bark all night, echoes through the neighborhood.
Sure.
So imagine a crazy, sleep-deprived, crabby woman with no pants, no patience, screaming out the back door at 3 o'clock in the morning. Strangely, the dogs do get quieter after that.
Well, it works. It's effective.
And then says, hoping there's no video of me at 3 o'clock in the morning doing that.
Fantastic. Okay, so Jake rolling in, I got locked out of my apartment after a shower.
Oh, yeah, that.
Thought I'd do the little towel run to grab an Amazon package, door shut on me.
That is like something from your dream, like your dreams.
Yes. Yeah.
When you dream that you're going someplace and you're naked.
Yep. Trevor, hotel fire alarm, 2:13 in the morning. I grab my room key and absolutely nothing else. Standing outside with 50 strangers while holding a tiny decorative pillow over myself.
I'm telling you, you can be sleep drunk you are woken up out of a deep sleep and you have no idea what's happening.
Yep.
And you just are reacting.
Yep.
And that sounds like what happened.
But he thought to grab his room key. Which is impressive.
That's wild. Yeah.
I know.
He knew enough that he was in a hotel.
Right.
And so he's like, oh, I got to get back.
Because most of the time, people just forget the room key. And that's what gets them in the problem.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Yeah. Lauren went skinny dipping with friends at the lake years ago. Someone yelled, police.
We all ran with no clothes on. Oh, no.
Oh, why you got to be yelling the police?
Oh,
unless there were police. Who knows?
Yeah. Rachel, I spilled coffee all over my outfit at work and changed in the office bathroom.
Right.
Fire drill. Actual fire drill.
Oh, not just figurative.
I spent 15 minutes outside wearing a giant lost and found hoodie.
Oh, so at least she put a hoodie on.
At least you were covered. Yes.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of funny. We got one more we'll get to real quick. Katie, I was changing after a mud run.
Oh.
What's that? Is that one of those like tough mudders or something like that?
Right, where you run and you have to like crawl through mud and stuff along the course.
Yeah. I was changing after a mud run behind my SUV, automatic sliding door, decided to get mind of its own and slowly opened on me. Surprise parking lot.
Hi, parking lot. Don't mind me.
Accidentally
probably
hit the button with her elbow or something.
Probably did
popped
that.
Popped it open. She's like, oh.
Didn't realize. No. Those are not easy to stop quickly.
I mean, I'm telling you, changing in the car is an artwork.
Oh, yeah.
It is an artwork.
I've done it before. After a particularly wet Oaks, I think it was.
Yeah.
I changed in the parking lot. Everything was soaked.
Yeah.
Like to the bone.
Yeah.
And I had to change clothes in the car, so I just kind of looked around first, stepped down in the parking garage.
I mean, I was kind of up on a higher level. Typically, I'm not changing pants while I'm driving, but I have been known to change a shirt.
How could you change pants while driving? Like, logistically, it's not possible.
Well, we're cruise control, and where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, wow. That is not safe, sir. You should not say these things out loud.
My daughter is learning how to drive. I should probably say that is not an example of what not to do.
You're supposed to be a good example.
I am. I feel.
What are you doing?
Listen, I'm an example of all the things you shouldn't do.
Exactly.
Which is good.
You're all the setting the bars when it comes to driving.
Like the other day, we were getting off an off-ramp, right? And the car in front of me, it was one of those where it was red, but we were turning right and the cars were like pausing, checking, going.
Okay.
Pausing, checking, going. Pausing, checking, going. Because there was no traffic on the street, right?
Okay.
So I was preemptively thinking, okay, that's what's going to happen with the car in front of me.
Right.
And I look to the left to see if there's any cars coming because I was getting ready to prepare myself for the pause, look, and go. and there were no cars coming, but the car in front of me decided just to stop and honor the red light.
Oh no.
And thankfully my wife was sitting next to me in the passenger seat, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, stop. And so I like slam on the brakes and yes, stop before rear-ending this person.
Oh wow.
And my daughter's in the back seat. I'm like, "Yeah, hey, by the way."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, don't assume that the person in front of you is going to do what everybody else is.
Exactly.
I was like, there's a good example.
That legit happened to me, and I didn't stop in time. I did hit the person. I was dressed as a sassy Red Riding Hood because
I
was the Grand Marshal of the Halloween parade
yes.
in the Highlands that year.
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
That was not fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why can't you just continue doing what everybody else was doing?
Why didn't you go?
Why? By the way, Lindsay checks in. I've definitely changed pants at a red light before. See?
Oh, wow.
It's happened.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, at a red light, you've got probably, what, a minute? Maybe two?
They're not all the same time.
I know. So you're running the risk that it turns green on you, and you got your pants down around your ankles.
And you got to go.
All right. Anyways, good stories there. If you got any more, feel free to text or send us a voice note. 502-795-1997.